This is St. Louis Public Radio. As the St. Louis Rams consider moving to Los Angeles, there's a debate brewing here about whether or not the Rams should stay. Backers say the NFL provides an economic boost and a dose of pride for St. Louisans. Others aren't sure that having a team is worth the price. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores the value of pro football in the Gateway City and whether there's enough of it to keep a team here.
When Dave Peacock stepped before a crush of reporters at Union Station last week, his main purpose was to showcase the potential of a new stadium on St. Louis's riverfront. Parts of his pitch were familiar. A new stadium would create construction jobs and provide an economic jolt to downtown. But Peacock's message extended beyond just dollars and cents.
It's about the future of our region. It's about how we are perceived. It's about no longer accepting the notion that our assets can just dissolve in front of us or leave, and that we need to fight for what is rightfully ours.
After St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke unveiled plans to build a stadium outside of Los Angeles, St. Louisans immediately started arguing over how their city should respond. But there's another debate about whether it makes sense to have a football team at all. For pigskin proponents, the argument is partly about economic development and partly about regional pride. Ryan Leffler is the co-owner of Big Daddy's on Laclede's Landing, a restaurant that's located close to where the new stadium would be built and where the Gateway Arch grounds are getting an overhaul.
I am right in the middle of about $1.3 billion of development. If I can't make money down here with all that going on, I need to find a new profession.
Downtown STL Inc. President Doug Woodruff agrees with Leffler about the economic opportunity of a new stadium. He says it could revamp a languishing portion of downtown and free up space at the Edward Jones Dome for conventions. But the arguments aren't all economic. Pride plays a role, too. Woodruff was the banker for the St. Louis Football Cardinals before the team bolted to Phoenix. He says the team's departure left a void.
I think from a community psyche, there is, and not just the internal community psyche that we all in St. Louis often think about, but in the competitive psyche of the country, not being an NFL franchise city is a detriment.
But a new stadium isn't getting a universally positive response. Some are wary about additional public financing when the public is still paying off bonds on the dome. Others, like Maryland Heights resident Heather Clark Evans, observe that it's easier for St. Louisans to focus on the plight of sports teams rather than on tough issues like poverty or homelessness.
It's much easier to be like, oh, I'm going to worry about this, because it's inconsequential and people know it's inconsequential. So if it doesn't work out, nobody dies.
There's also the question about whether the economic benefit of a new stadium is really that strong. Washington University economics professor Dan Elfenbein says the Rams do generate local and state taxes, but he doesn't think St. Louis would fall off the map without a football team.
I think very few would argue that it's the end of the world, or the end of the world economically, or even that it would have a direct impact on economic growth.
But Elfenbein says there is tangible benefit in fostering community pride, especially if it's part of a package that attracts new residents or businesses here.
Some of the most important people for the growth of regions now that we live in the modern knowledge economy is, you know, being able to attract and retain young, talented people. The culture in the city, the type of amenities in the city, and maybe even the football team impact that.
For now, the NFL is putting the brakes on a Los Angeles team this year, so it could be a while before there's finality about professional football's future in St. Louis. The ultimate outcome could come down to whether St. Louisans see enough value in a team to keep one here. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.